For this week's podcast on English.com, I'm talking to Lee. I know you're Australian. Where do you come from exactly?
I come from a town called Hamilton, which is a town of only about 10,000 people. It's about 3 hours west of Melbourne in Victoria State.
Melbourne, where is Melbourne?
Melbourne is in southern Australia, and it's the capital of Victoria State. And
right.
So I'm about 3 hours west of there.
So Hamilton is about 3 hours west of Melbourne.
Only a small country town.
So what other things can you do in Hamilton then?
Hamilton's quite a small town, but it has good access to the coast. It's only about 1 hour drive down to the sea, so a lot of people do that for weekends. And also about a half hour drive to the Grampians, which is a mountain range a bit closer to Melbourne.
So people go walking?
Go trekking, mountain climbing.
So what's the weather like there?
The weather can be quite cold in winter. It can get down to 3 or 4 degrees during the evening. That's the four seasons, so spring's quite pleasant, autumn's quite pleasant. In summer, it can get quite hot, 35 to 40 degrees. So.
Are Australians very different from British people?
Well, I think Australians and British have so much in common because we have so many links to England. And so I guess in terms of the language and the way our culture is very strongly linked to England as well. Television even.
Right.
So it's very close, I think.
Okay. What kind of food do Australians eat?
Traditionally, we ate a lot of British foods, I guess. It was sausages, mashed potato, chops, and, you know, carrots and peas. But these days, it's very modern food blended with French and Asian food.
Okay, one more question. Is it very easy to see kangaroos and koalas?
Kangaroos are a lot more common than koalas. They're not in the cities so much, but in the countryside, they're quite common in the bush, as we call it. But in Canberra, the capital, you actually have kangaroos often in the city itself.
Oh, really?
Because it's quite a country capital. It's a very small city surrounded by bush and mountains, and so often you'll get kangaroos in the streets.
Okay. Are they dangerous?
You shouldn't approach them, I guess, unless you're in a national park.
So a little bit. Okay. Great. Thanks a lot. That's super.
No problem.